what do you call soft, do you have a name for soft, mushy cornbread served with a spoon?
I just been mush, I reckon. I don't know.
That's what Mr. Davis said too. He said, "Thought I'd call it mush," and I think that's what.
Well, I thought that.
Some people call it spoon bread, you know, that you fry up sometimes. But I've
heard it.
What about a round, flat, sweet piece of bread, sweet bread with a hole in the center, made with baking powder? If that makes any difference. Just a round piece of sweet bread with a hole in it.
Donut.
All right. What about the same thing made with yeast? Does that make any difference?
I don't know.
All right. What about fried, round, flat cakes made with white flour? Actually, it's made with a batter of white flour.
Batter cakes, you call it, I reckon.
You need to call them anything else?
Blackjacks, sir.
Okay,
is that right? Okay, flapjacks.
Okay. What about the meat from the sides of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
It's middling meat.
Is that middling meat?
Yeah, that night it was streaked, but some calls it.
Streaking meat?
Streaked.
Streaked.
Or just middling meat.
Does it make any difference where the meat comes from as to how, what you call it?
Oh, yes.
What do you call,
hind legs is a ham, mm-hmm. Butt ones is the shoulders, and between the shoulder and the ham is the middling.
All right, do you have any meat, is there any difference between bacon and middling meat?
No. Because the bacon comes out of the middling.
Mm-hmm. What about a pressed, sort of loaf-like bit of meat that's made of hog jowls and the head and everything else? What is that called?
Pressed meat or souse meat. Either one, I think.
What do you call the center of a cherry? The hard center of a cherry.
Seed.
What do you call the hard center of a peach?
Be the seed.
All right. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
A plum seed.
Plum seed?
Uh-huh. Plum seed.
What do you call a peach whose meat comes apart easily from...
Freestone.
Now you call this a plum seed peach or a freestone peach, or just call it a plum seed and a freestone?
Now that's either one. Whichever it was, if it's... turns to the seed, it's a plum seed piece, yeah. And if it turns, it's a freestone.
All right. What do you call beans? You know, sometimes you fix beans that the bean is left in the little pod and it's cooked in the pod. What do you call beans that are eaten that way? They're cooked in the...
Snap beans.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other names for them at all?
Well, if you get grown beans, they're shelly beans. Then, as you shell them out, you know.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I didn't know that.
That's right. When you get older, if you get old enough, they shell them out and cook them. But the field bean gets fully grown in there, but it just very much snap beans.
Well, do you, for instance, do you ever have any beans that require that you strip them down in a certain way so that certain parts of them are not eaten?
Well, beans have strings, and after string them, you know, get that string off before you bake them up.
What do you call those, though? Is that just snap beans?
That just still be a snap bean.
Snap bean, all mm-hmm. right. What about the large, flat, yellowish beans that you don't eat in the pod, that you have to shell out of the pod? What do you call those?
That's butter beans.
Do you have any different names for those, depending upon what size they are, or?
Well, call them llamas. There's a Ford hook llama that's extra large, and there's a smaller one. There's four different kinds of butter beans, you know.
I see.